Disappointment with God is not a sign of weak faith. It's a sign of a real relationship. Throughout scripture, we see faithful men and women pour out their frustrations and confusion before God. Job didn't pretend to understand. David cried out his heart in all of his psalms. And even Jesus asked, my God, why have you forsaken me? God can handle your questions, your heartbreak, and your unmet expectations. So suppressing disappointment, it can lead to bitterness. But when you can express it, it invites healing. So instead of kind of spiritually bypassing with, I know God is good while secretly feeling abandoned, permit yourself to say, God, I don't understand, and it hurts. See, that's where intimacy begins. And today, we're going to learn how to get to that place of intimacy with the Lord. So let's dive in. Hey there. Are you a Christian woman who's ready to strengthen your faith and stop the madness in your mind? The worry, doubt, anxiety. Do you want something more for your life but are not sure where to even begin? You've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kristen Campbell. I'm excited that you're here as we journey together to discover mindset renewal and empowered faith for the Christian woman. The first thing is that you want to be honest about your disappointment. Psalm 62:8 tells us, trust in him at all times. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Disappointment can be difficult to admit, especially when it involves God. Many of us have been taught to stay strong or just trust, without first acknowledging the deep ache of it, of the unanswered prayers, of the confusing circumstances. But pretending everything is fine spiritually doesn't bring healing. It actually disconnects us from God. God invites your honesty. He's not surprised by your sadness, by your frustration or confusion, and he's not mad about it either. When we come before him with raw honesty, we're not being disrespectful. We're being real. And this is this act of trust to come to God just as we are, not how we think we're supposed to be. If you look at Hannah in 1 Samuel 1, she wept bitterly before the Lord. She wasn't trying to hide her grief. She was offering it. And her vulnerability wasn't a weakness. It was worship. I want you to think, where have I been holding back from God out of fear or guilt? And what would it look like to pour out your heart to him today? Because after you do that, you really want to acknowledge the gap between expectation and reality. Proverbs 13:12 tells us hope deferred makes the heart sick. And see, disappointment is born when what we hoped for doesn't align with what actually happened. Maybe you were praying for healing, restoration, breakthrough. And instead, you got silence, delays, or even a no. And this is the painful middle when your reality feels out of sync with God's promises. And you may wonder, why didn't God stop this? I prayed so hard. Why didn't he come through? Why them and not me? And this is the place where the enemy loves to sow seeds of doubt and discouragement. But it's also the place where faith is forged, not in clarity, but in the unknown. The Bible never promises that we will always understand God's timings or his ways. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9 reminds us that his thoughts are not ours. See, and faith lives, it thrives in the gap between the promise and the fulfillment, between the prayer and the answer. But naming this gap and admitting this isn't what I expected, that helps us to process the pain, and it helps us to do so with the Lord in a healthy, faith-filled way. And it opens us up for healing rather than hiding. So I want you to think, what unmet expectation am I still carrying with me? Have I allowed disappointment to define my view of God? Because then you really need to begin to let go of what you thought God should do. I'm going to go back to Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." We often come to God with this mental blueprint, how we want things to go, what would be best, and when it should all happen. One of the hardest things to surrender is the version of the story you thought God would write. But God is not bound to our plans. He's faithful to his purpose. And while it's okay to hope, it becomes a trap when we anchor our peace to outcomes instead of his presence. And we often say we trust God, but what we really trust is our idea of what he'll do. And when he doesn't do it, we feel betrayed. Letting go of what we thought God should do opens us up to receive what he is actually doing. And it's an invitation to shift from control to surrender, from demanding understanding to trusting his character. And that's where freedom and renewed faith can flourish. Letting go of what we thought God should do doesn't mean we're giving up hope. It means we're releasing control. It means we're saying, God, I trust you, even when I don't understand you. And see, this surrender, it isn't passive, it's active. It says, I'm choosing to believe you're still good, though my story looks different than I imagined. And I want you to think, have I confused my expectations with God's promises? What false assumptions about God's role in my life might I need to let go of? And after you do that, now you can begin to anchor yourself in who God really is, not just what he does. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 18 says, "Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, yet I will rejoice in the Lord." If your faith depends on outcomes, it will waver in trials. If your faith is rooted in God's character, you're going to be anchored even when life hurts. God is still good, still faithful, still near, even when your circumstances don't reflect it. I want you to think of the story of Lazarus in John 11, because it really shows this tension. Jesus waited. He waited 2 days, even though he loved Lazarus, and he allowed death to come. And he did so that resurrection could happen. And it's something that was never seen before, but those 2 days, that was the gap. That was the tension. See, sometimes God's delays are not denials, but they're divine setups for something greater than we expected. Anchor yourself in the truth that he is with you, that he loves you, that he's not forgotten you. Your spiritual health can't be rooted in circumstances because those change. God's character doesn't change. And when the world is uncertain, he remains faithful. When prayers seem unanswered, he is still near. And when life hurts, he's still your healer, your redeemer, your restorer. God's goodness is not proven only in the blessings we receive. It's really powerfully seen in how he sustains us during the suffering. When we root our faith in who he is rather than what he does or doesn't do, we can stand firm no matter the season. So I want you to think, what truth about God's character do I need to cling to right now? In what ways is he sustaining me, even in disappointment? Friend, if you're walking through a season of disappointment right now, I want you to know you're not alone and you're not a bad Christian for feeling what you feel. God sees you. He's near to the brokenhearted. He invites you to bring the full weight of your sorrow to him. As we talked about today, healing begins with honesty. It grows as we surrender what we expected and anchor our hearts in who God is, not just what we hoped he would do. And though the story may look different than you imagined, God is still writing something good, something eternal. Let this be your gentle reminder that even when God feels silent, he's not absent. His love for you hasn't changed. His plans are still full of hope. So if today's episode spoke to you, I'd love to hear from you. And if you know someone who's struggling with disappointment or feeling let down by God, would you share this episode with them? We're not meant to walk this journey alone. I have a free reflection guide available on my website to help you go even deeper into healing with the Lord. I encourage you to download it today. Until next time, remember, God is faithful. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope you walked away a little stronger in your faith and freer in your mind. You are so loved. If you like this episode, share it with a friend. Leave your ratings and reviews and engage with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you.